The world moves just too fast, in my opinion. Kane Brown got married last weekend, and they already have a video of the wedding for his new song, Good As You. Have you seen this?
I did, and I think that it's really sweet. I love that they made their wedding video into a music video. I mean, because they're musicians, so that makes sense.
As videos go, it is as good as any video I've ever seen. It is emotional. It has, I mean, obviously the production value on this is as great as any high budget video. But sure. My feeling, you know, you're shooting that video while your wedding is going on, probably knowing you're going to use it for your music video, and you're not really in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
But that's their lives, I think. They're performers. Like, this is what, I mean, especially Kane. You know what I mean? I feel like that this is what he does. So I kind of get that. But I think that even people who aren't famous or have any sort of celebrity status, even they're making their wedding videos kind of these whole big productions.
So that's just a sort of an element of the times now. And we just have to get used to the fact that cameras are everywhere and there's always a degree of performance that goes on no matter what.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, did you do a video for your wedding?
No, we just had a photographer. And one of the ways he sold us, it was a pretty expensive photographer. He was like, you will not see me. You will not realize the pictures I'm taking until you get your wedding album. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I barely remember him when I think about our wedding, but yet the pictures were fantastic. And I think that that was really amazing because there was a very natural setting in the wedding by not having a crew.
I remember shopping for our video or for our photographer, and then the video was an extra little portion. And we decided against the video because I never watched anybody's wedding video. I was like, I don't think so. Instead, we bought a camcorder because this is back when they had camcorders for $500. Instead of spending the $5,000 to make the video, we bought a $500 camcorder and we asked our friend Mark to take video of the wedding. Do you know that little cassette is still in the camera? The camera's never been used again and we never watched it.
That was a good use of $500 is what you're telling me.
Do you watch the video by any chance? I was watching. No,
the Kane Brown.
It's beautiful.
I was watching. Did you see that beer selection, though?
Oh, yeah. This kinda is weak. Crazy.
Okay. Kind of weak.
If you go to the, I think it's 2 minute and 33 second part, not that I'm too wrapped up on this. The only beers that they showed on, that they served at Kane Brown's wedding, Budweiser, Coors Light, and Sam Adams. That's it.
Only three beers? You're Kane Brown, man. Spice it up a little bit.
Right?
They're the most popular beers in the country. I mean, is it really his responsibility to make sure that he knows what beer? Maybe they're not beer drinkers. Maybe they were all doing shots.
Maybe
you didn't see the bourbon list.
I'm just saying, if I'm going to Kane Brown's wedding, I might want a Heineken, and I'd expect a Heineken.
Are you kidding?
I'm a poor schlub. I had eight different weddings at my wedding. Come on, Kane Brown, where you at?
You had eight different beers at your wedding?
Yeah, man.
Look at that.
Get out. Were they?
Man, were you at Manny Young Brewery?
That is not fair.
Step up, Kane Brown.
All right, our phones aren't working, but let's give a plug to our weather kid, even though she wasn't able to get recorded today.
Maggie Reddington is a kindergartner at Brainerd Elementary School, and she would have been telling us about the frost this morning, but then sunny skies the rest of the day and a high of 55. 92.5 XTQ.